This is Joseph Coco. I'm at MochaFest 2013 on behalf of Natto Soup, Keep On Trucking, the art process blog. And if you could introduce yourself, please.
My name is Joseph Ryan. I'm an illustrator and writer.
Okay. And what brings you to MochaFest this year?
I wanted to sell the comics I've been working on for the past year and a half now. So.
Which one?
That's pretty admirable. Is this your first year at Mocha?
This is actually my second year.
Were you in Rabbit?
This is my first year tabling with Eric Glide and John Griffith.
Okay, and were you tabling in previous years?
Yeah, or? I tabled 1 year before this one.
Alright. What's kind of your impressions of the convention in general? Do you prefer having a table mate, or would you prefer to have a table all to yourself?
I've actually shared a table with a few people in the past. This is the first time I'm just sharing with these particular.
Okay. Yeah.
These two.
All right, and can you tell me a little bit about Super Neil McKnight and Smith?
Neil McKnight and Smith was the first time that I'd actually written and then printed out a comic to be sold at a convention. And Super Neil is just an expansion of that, of the character and the setting, but just tenfold. I fixed the problems I felt were in the previous one. I added a few more quirks to the character and a bunch of things, and I just sort of had fun with the whole setting.
Awesome.
It pretty much plays on the whole fantasy, just the fantasy genre with previous monsters like mimics and like bad people and stuff.
Do you primarily work digitally or traditionally?
I work digitally. It's all purely digitally.
And was this released on the web before you printed it for the convention, or was it designed for
It was designed just for print.
Okay. And Space Cop, it's another one of your works. You mentioned to me that it was produced for 24-Hour Comics Day. So if you could just tell me a little bit about it, what your experiences were with that, if you've done it in the past, that sort of thing.
That's actually the first year I'd actually tried it, and I'm pretty proud to say that I managed to go the full 24 hours with a finished comic. Waking up, I set myself to wake up at a really early hour that day so I can just plow through it and go to sleep at a reasonable hour the following night. And I was always focused on the time that it was, so I wanted to make sure I had an hour and a page done.
Right, I see it's 24 pages. That makes perfect sense. So did you have other friends participating? What kind of drove you on? I imagine it was not that making comics isn't fun, but I imagine it's pretty arduous to work only on comics for 24 hours.
It's an experience that you sort of have to undergo just to do it. I mean, it's 24-hour comics day something I wanted to try for a few years before. Finally had the opportunity to do so when I just took off from work that one day and decided I was going to do it. It's not too much to talk on, except you get really tired towards the end.
Right. So was it creatively, like, were you taxed creatively, or had you kind of worked out what the comic was going to be beforehand?
The rules of the event are actually to not plan out anything beforehand.
Okay.
So I did have a few ideas that I wanted to try, but I wanted to avoid just sticking directly to that, to what I had written down. So I just, on the spot, thought of all new writing and all new pages as I went along. I would have ideas for the next one as I was working, but that's about it.
That's awesome. So you mentioned you spent about an hour per page. How much of that was planning and writing and that sort of thing, thumbnails? Like, did you do a lot of iterations, or did you kind of just go with your gut?
I really was what I got the whole time. When I was drawing the page, I just had to decide that was what I was going to do. What I was going to do for that hour, so I just had to stick with it. I had no time to really think it out.
Not much room for planning in 24-hour comics day. And would you recommend it to someone who maybe has produced a little bit of work and is just kind of playing around considering producing comics for a festival like MochaFest?
It's a great exercise, is really all I can say for it. You learn to work under pressure, under a 24-hour time constraint, and it's you feel obligated to meet that deadline as you're working. So if you have trouble, if you feel you have trouble meeting deadlines, that's a really great exercise to try to pick up. Even if it's not 24-hour comics day, just do it.
Have you shown the work to editors? Would it be something that you think they might be interested in, just to be able to say, look, I can work under time constraints. This is something I've produced, given very little.
I feel like it's something that I can really brag as part of my portfolio. Like, I now have experience having done 24-hour comics day. And I really do want to try it again this year. It's a really fun day to just do something like that.
I'm vaguely familiar with it, but is there a large community built around it? What's the writing one?
NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
Yeah, I tried doing that the year before, but.
I mean, that's a little bit extended, but I've known several people who have done it, and there's just a large, like, coalescing of people coming together and sharing ideas, and it really builds a community. Wouldn't you say it's the same for 24-hour comics day, or is that just, like, small groups form?
It seems like there's a big enough community. It's held by Scott McCloud, which is a pretty big name in the comics industry.
Okay.
So I feel like just him being able to put that, him constantly drawing in a crowd every year, I've noticed it's getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
I mean, I took part last year, and it's been going on for about several years now.
All right, and how are you feeling about MochaFest this year? I know you weren't last year. Do you have any thoughts in terms of how things have changed, or have you produced more work and you're getting more attention?
There are small kind of nitpicks I have regarding how it was this year. It was handled really well, and it was really streamlined, and registering was great. It was simple. It's always fun to sell at. And like I said, I do have my small nitpicks, but I feel like I'm going to have that about any convention I go to.
Finally, do you have any advice for people who have maybe produced a comic or two and are considering tabling?
Tabling at MochaFest?
Yes.
It's just handle it with respect as you would any other kind of convention.
I mean,
if you've done it before, you know what to expect. If you haven't, then just get ready for a job where you have to really push your work and talk with people and get really, really open and talkative.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope you have a good MochaFest.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon, or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.